The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Hey everyone, it's Steven Schleicher, and this week's episode of Critical Hit is being brought to you by Loot Crate. Head over to lootcrate.com/critical, enter the code critical, and save some money, some discounts, on any new subscription. So I'm going to dive into the mailbag, and this is one I honestly am not making fun of this person, but I thought it was just too good to pass up, and I think when Spencer reaches this episode, he will have all of his questions answered. So he says, "Hi, I just started listening to the very beginning of Critical Hit, and I keep hearing you guys make references to cities in Kansas. I live in Wichita, and it's really bothering me how you guys know all these places in Kansas. Most people outside the state don't even know anything about its city, so I just have to know, how do you guys know Kansas?" Well, Spencer, we are all just dust in the wind. And I'm sure by the time you have hit this episode, your questions will be answered. If they are not answered, then let me suggest you check out some of our other shows in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. I would say go back and listen to some top five episodes, because there's one episode, the top five reasons to actually live in Kansas. So you might want to go check that one out. There are stories that we have about myths and legends, and we talk about Kansas. Heck, if you go back into the Major Spoilers Podcast archives, now that's all about comic books and pop culture. We spend an entire episode just talking about where in Kansas the fictitious city of Smallville could be located. So yes, we know a little bit about Kansas, and hopefully by the time you've listened to all the shows and you hit this one, you will have your own question answered. But Spencer, thank you so much. It definitely made our day. And anytime that I get letters like this that make me smile, bring a smile to my face again, not laughing at you, just it brought a smile to my face that people are in Kansas that know about this stuff. And thanks, Spencer, for making my day. If you have questions, of course, you can drop them off at podcast. Drop them off. It's not like it's a real mail. Podcast@majorspoilers.com. Podcast@majorspoilers.com. We'll have some email bags of some full episodes coming up pretty soon, because you guys demand it. You know what else you guys are probably doing? You're probably looking for gear, collectibles, housewares, and more featuring some of your favorite pop culture franchises. Loot Crate has you covered in this case. Loot Crate offers a range of geek and gamer items for less than $20 a month. And if you want to go to the next level, listen carefully, you can get a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. That's right, Loot Crate DX. If you're the type to wear your geeky heart on your sleeve, then Lootwear, the monthly wearables and accessory subscription, may also be what you're looking for. But September, you can't let this podcast drop below 55 miles per hour, because September's theme is speed. The September Loot Crate has a high-octane assortment of goodies from Batman, the CW's The Flash and Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, and Gone in 60 Seconds. And if you have a style need, you're going to love the Speed Lootwear Collection, featuring Sonic Socks. Oh yeah, spin up really fast. A Transformers wearable for your world-saving needs, a winning Mario Kart tee, and a whole lot more. That's the Lootwear Collection. It's going to zoom away really quick. Now, you don't want to let any of this get away. You don't want the Loot Crate DX to get away from you. You don't want Lootwear to get away from you. You don't want just the basic loot box to get away from you. So you have until the 19th at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. If you miss that cutoff, that's it. It's over. You're going to miss it. So make sure you head over to lootcrate.com/critical, enter the code critical, and save on any new subscription. That's lootcrate.com/critical. Enter the code critical and save on any new subscription, whether it be the DX, the Wear. They have one, I think, for your pets. It's all over there at lootcrate.com. I certainly do appreciate everyone who contributes to Major Spoilers, whether it be like Spencer, who is sending us an email, or people creating fan art. Oh, I love the fan art. Or the fan fiction. That one's, sometimes it makes me scratch my head, but I appreciate it. Podcast at MajorSpoilers.com. And I certainly appreciate everyone who has become a patron over at Patreon.com/MajorSpoilers. Many of you have been asking, Stephen, how can we help you cover the costs of bringing shows, all the shows, the Critical Hit Show, the Major Spoilers Podcast, everything that we do? How can we help you? And one way that you can help us a lot is by becoming a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Give as little as you want or as much as you want. And depending on how much you give, you can get a bunch of different rewards, whether it be a t-shirt, a membership card, some art, a little poster card that we'll be mailing to you every month. You can find out more at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Certainly appreciate your help. And if you can give, we appreciate that very much. All right. Enough of the chit chat. I know at least one of you out there is wanting to know what has happened this week. And I know a couple of you are just sitting on the edge of your seat. And yes, I know even a couple of you, because you told me, are listening to this in bed late at night because you can't wait. So here it is. Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and using that Amazon link over at majorspoilers.com. Every time you use it, a little bit comes back our way and allows us to continue to produce this show for you. Let's see, where were we last time?
On Critical Hit.
There you go, Brian. Brian's got it.
We were dead.
Well,
that's not true.
I'm not dead. I'm mostly dead.
Crap, I missed an episode.
That's why they died. They didn't have a leader.
Didn't have an artificer to resurrect us. Actually, I do have Revive the Dead spell, so.
We fought some guys and some smoke.
Yep.
Smoke guys.
Yep.
That happened.
Yep, there's a alarm going off, and we are running upstairs.
And we are pressed for time, so Rodrigo, it's time to move ahead.
Okay.
On Critical Hit.
Just to recap, everybody kept track of your healing surges, hit points, daily expenditures, and action points, right?
Mm-hmm. We were supposed to.
I'm not saying you threatened to kill us or anything, but yes, we totally did.
I just don't want to have the reputation of not following through on my promises to murder the players, so. Just double checking.
Yep.
All right. Yes, our heroes had through planning the some quick thinking and some straight up shenanigans managed to make their way into the Black Archive, the most secretest research facility of the Salamander's Coil in an effort to do what again?
Rescue Professor Leck.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure everybody's on the same page. As you had pointed out, they had entered and found themselves in what was probably a research lab, which was nevertheless occupied by some guards. They did sound an alarm. The party made short work, in story terms of the opposition, and had in fact now about to enter a stairwell after a short rest.
All right.
Anything else anybody want to throw in there?
I think I'm good. Anybody else need to recharge or anything? I think we already did that after a short rest.
Yeah, you did.
Sparkle would like to rig, much similarly to how she did it with the research station outside, the door so that once we go or all on the other side of it, it cannot be opened from the side we are coming in.
Okay. That is not difficult.
Cool.
You can just do that.
Great.
Wedge a fly man in it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. So everybody in the stairwell?
I hope so, or else I'm on the other side of the door going, let me in.
Okay. So you guys get into the stairwell. Since it is a stairwell, why don't you guys give me a marching order? I'm guessing Sparkle is at the rear since she's rigging the door.
Sikar is probably first.
Okay.
Sounds decent.
I'll be second to last.
Okay.
I'll take middle.
Puts Rob in second place.
Apparently.
All right. Hit points up front.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. Real quick, before we go up these stairs, I know we've got 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes, but do you think we should contact Lek and see where he's at and if he's ready for us?
We should still have
a scroll. We tried casting sending before and he didn't respond. Yeah. So if he's, we're hoping that he's still where he is. It's possible that he's being guarded and can't speak out loud.
Okay.
I don't think we have the 10 minutes to spare.
Okay. All right. Just throwing that out there.
Anti-invisibility spells, there could theoretically be anti-sending as well.
It's true.
Ah, they're trying to shut down the people's voice. All right, then let's march up some stairs.
That is pretty much their slogan. Salamander Squirrel, trying to shut down the people's voice.
Since before whatever year it is now.
Since before the moon came down.
Pretty much. So, yeah, you guys are making your way up the stairs. To give you an idea, this is a stairwell that basically goes up, then turns around, then goes up again. Essentially, it seems like there should be a floor, but it just goes up one more. You guys can see this as you enter. There's like stairs going up, and then it just like turns around at a blank wall, and presumably there's a door up the other side of the stairs.
Oh, so it's like a typical stairwell. There's a flat landing.
Yep.
Okay.
So, as the door closes, and you guys start making your way up, you hear a clicking or several clicking noises as the walls, panels in the wall slide open, and these little nozzles poke out of them and start spraying a reddish liquid. Essentially, these are all over the walls, and they just start to douse everything with this liquid.
Yeah.
Is this the acid that they're so fond of?
This is not, as it inevitably touches your skin, because it's basically immediate. You start feeling very cold, as though each droplet was like siphoning the warmth inside your body directly into the air.
Ah.
This isn't good. Move faster, slash, get, how do we, like, I will try to, like, basically shove a dagger into one of them and see if I can jam this thing.
Okay, well, that sounds like something you do at a skills challenge.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Always with the skills challenges.
Always with the skills challenges, this one.
Still got an action point.
Okay, who wants their guy to be the guy?
Sam's in the front. Or no, Matthew's Sikar in the car's in the front.
Sikar yep. will be the guy.
Okay.
And if it's not me, it'll probably be Elijah.
Just to
Wood.
Say Old Snake.
Yes, Old Snake.
Old Snake.
Okay. So this is a skills challenge. The goal is to make it up a single flight of stairs.
What a terrible task.
Yeah. While not dying of hypothermia in the, 3 seconds or so that this entire skill challenge is probably going to take. in real world time, of course. So go ahead and roll initiative. Okay. Little Sparkle.
I have a 27.
Okay. Sakaar.
32.
Ket.
23.
Randus.
28.
And Orym.
32.
So, yes, as this happens, top of the round is going to be Orym.
So,
he has higher decks?
Sure. And he just ended up on top. I don't have a problem with him going first. Would you rather go first?
No, I didn't know if there was like a rule to decide.
There is. It's higher decks, but since skill challenges tend to be more narrative, like if you have a good idea for what you want to do first, I'd be willing to do it to let you go first. Okay. Yeah. Then yeah.
I just wanted to know if he had a better dexterity than me.
He probably does.
I have a 23 dexterity.
What?
23 is my dexterity.
Madness.
So, Rodrigo, if I wanted to vault someone, like with my hands, would that be acrobatics or athletics?
That would be athletics.
Mm, okay, then I will not be doing that then.
Yeah. If you were the one being vaulted, I would see it as acrobatics, maybe. Okay.
All right. Well, let's see. I am way in the back. What's that?
Should switch with Sakaar.
Yes, I should have. I am way in the back, but I will use my acrobatics to spring and do kind of a like a pommel horse over the top of Sakaar and try to land in a spot that has not been covered in this red goo yet. higher up the list.
Mm. Okay. Go ahead and roll some acrobatics.
That is a 27.
27 will not succeed.
Ah, boo. Okay.
Still have an action point?
I do. I can try that again with an action point.
Yeah.
All right. Let me try that again. That's a 35.
A 35 is a success.
That's good.
Yay.
All right.
All right. So, Orym, a.k.a. Gen222, leapfrogs over Sakaar to basically the corner of the stairwell, where the still mist is coming down, but no nozzle is like directly pouring into it. And that'll take us to Sakaar.
What do I do well?
And I forgot to actually move you guys up on the success.
By the way, I'm Old Snake.
Right, Old Snake. Da, da,
da. Well, seeing Master Rivendorn acrobatically doing his acrobatics, it seems like a good idea. So, I am going to grab Hazard and throw him up to where Orym is.
That's what I was going to do. I mean, basically, letting vault in my hands up to the next level.
This is presuming two things. One, my presumption would be that, A, Rob and or Ket will not say, no, don't do that. That's a jackass move. And B, that would be an athletics check falling under my strength.
I can definitely tell you about the second. It would, in fact, be an athletics check.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. So Sakaar turns, reaches out his hand, shouts Hazard, and literally helps to vault Ket up to where Orym is, or maybe an area that isn't actually where Orym is, but near where Orym is. As not to clunk their heads together like coconuts.
Oh, boy. Let's see how this goes.
You need to scroll 38.
Down.
There you go.
38 is a success.
I'm freaking out. I somehow popped up in the thing. So, yeah. Okay. Hi. How are you?
All right. Ked finds himself soaring through the air with the greatest of ease.
Hello, Ket.
Hi.
We'll have him land over there on his turn unless something else someone else is doing is takes a significantly longer amount of time. So we're kind of we're like Zack Snydering, like fast, slow, fast.
And the music is,
I mean, it is a very, like, it's like, this is like the most mundane scene in 300. It's like, you know, like it's raining and people are like moving fast and slow then fast, but it's just a bunch of guys trying to get up the stairs.
Right.
So let's go to Mr. Nothing.
All right. Can I basically Molotov the party to counteract a freezing spray?
Yeah. That's
Wait, what?
Excellent.
Oh, you complain. You're fireproof.
All right. So I'll basically do that with Arcana.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. 34.
34 is a success.
All right.
I'm guessing 30 is the number.
Seems likely.
Yep. So Randa
is our lowest success.
Drops. What you guys are pretty clear is just a very hastily modified bomb, basically on top of Sakaar himself and Little Sparkle. And it does seem to momentarily make you guys feel like you're not dying from the cold.
which is good.
That's nice.
Yeah. And that takes us to Little Sparkle.
Then, yeah, as previously discussed, she will be basically jamming her dagger into places that are spewing, possibly also tossing it in the air ahead of the party to try to block things as they're coming up and attempt to make a thievery check to start disabling these things.
Okay.
Boo. I'll miss it by one, in all likelihood. A 29, I assume, does fail.
That is a failure, yes.
Mm. All right, then I will use always a natural to reroll that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sweet. Into a 24. I'll use my action point.
Okay.
Which is a 34.
Better. That's a success.
Cool.
Much.
Little Sparkle jabs and successfully stops one of the nozzles, and there are a ton of them. So basically, she's just kind of like pinpoint taking out nozzles as you guys are moving up the stairs with her magical reappearing daggers. And it seems to be helping a little bit. Which takes us to Dr. Fancy, who lands next to Orym.
Hello, Ket. I mean, hello, Dr. Fancy.
Bye. I'm going to utilize the random variations I've got on this and use my Arcana to teleport further up the stairs.
Okay.
Since I've got like four different ways to teleport at this point.
Sure.
Woo. 29.
That is not a success.
Action point. 38.
Wow. That is a success.
Awesome.
Ket vanishes momentarily. And that takes us to the top of the round. You guys are doing great.
Yeah, sure. We've wasted, we've used three action points.
You're going to kill us.
Three?
You're a meanie.
I've used one. Sam used one. You used one.
We get one back at the end of this.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
That's a plus. Okay. That's good to know, everybody. I would imagine that Orym studying chemical reagents at the Academy would be able to partially identify what this chemical is and let Randus know to maybe develop a anti-concoction using history.
That would be Arcana.
Ah, boo. Like,
yeah, because you're still kind of trying to do this on the fly with your arcane knowledge.
Yeah. Well.
But that's not what you used last time, so.
But.
That is what I just
that's
used.
There you go. Used. Yep, that's true. Why you heard me go.
Yeah. Nope, you're right. Good catch.
I
did this on purpose.
I'm sure you did.
Then I shall attempt to I shall attempt to sneak around one of these nozzles using stealth.
No.
Damn it. I got nothing. All right. I could attempt to look for like is there a cutoff? Is there a cutoff valve, or is there a something there using thievery? Would I be able to do that?
Just follow that Sparkle's lead.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can try and disable some. So give me something.
So I mean, how's your perception check?
Perception is low. Thievery is good. Nature is all right.
You can try and find some sort of valve.
Yeah,
exposed pipe or something that.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
If I find one, if there's a valve, I'm trying to turn it the other way to see if it will turn off, if it's an emergency cutoff valve of some kind.
Okay. We'll say that you do find something like that. So go ahead. But obviously it's going to be locked in some way. So go ahead and give me a thievery check.
Okay. Miss 24.
Okay. You got anything on that?
I got nothing.
Okay. That's a failure.
Boo.
All right. So lose a healing surge.
Oh, no. Ooh.
And basically, Orym is down. He goes to the top of the stairs, and he's like he finds a pipe, and he's kind of like looking for a cutoff, and he is just like shivering uncontrollably, and he basically just falls backwards. And it is to Old Snake.
Well, heck. See, here's my problem. I just used that. The other thing I could do. All right. There are many things I can do. I'm going to do one of these things. So, let's say we're in a narrative type of game.
Right. Let's pretend that for a second.
Let's say that during this, I would like to use my awesome heal skill.
Okay.
My plan is to cross the space to where Orym is, catch him before he falls, and use my healing skill. And in this case, the healing skill of a smack in the face to wake him up. Would that be heal?
That would be heal. I would allow a heal check, although a smack in the face is I get what you're going. Yeah, okay. I'd allow it. A very tactical.
I could actually trigger one of my narrative spells theoretically. I mean, I have five.
I mean, presumably you also like keep like herbs and stuff on you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to just like shove some herbs into his mouth and then smack him, I think that.
You know, I do have that potion of healing.
Yeah,
five years later, use that though.
I'm still laughing at
that. Yeah.
All right, so that is what's going to happen.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and roll it.
At this point in time, Sakaar is going to leap. Sakaar is going to catch Orym. Sakaar is going to remember how roll 20 works. Sakaar is going to fail that check. But there was...
Action pointing.
Yeah, I thought I had a thing. A thing and a friend. Where's that thing that I had? I thought I had. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about, Rodrigo? I thought I had something on my feet regarding this.
A reroll of some kind? Hang on.
Other than athletics, but I don't know what I do.
I don't think so. You have that double roll for athletics.
Right.
I'm
thinking of the other thing. That's
it's
where I lose a healing surge and then I can. Yeah, okay, that's different. Right then. Okay, so it's time for an action point.
Okay.
Action pointing.
Oh.
Mother pus bucket. Exactly the same roll of 25.
Wow.
That blew. Wait, let me see if this is faking it. See? That middle one was stuck in the RNG.
It was cocked.
That's yes, totally how that works.
Yep.
That's you know that's how it goes, right? Anytime you're like, let me test it out, it's like,
that's 20.
So, basically, Sakaar jumps up, catches Orin before he falls, and feeds him some herbs and smacks him. And then clearly just entirely miscalculated the amount of energy he was going to have in reserve after that with all this cold stuff. So although Orim is jolted awake, Sakaar now like kind of drops to one knee, clutching himself in the throes of
agony,
the cold of the coldest ever.
I hate the coldest ever.
It does suck. And now to Tyrandus.
Does resistance help at all?
I believe now locked out of Arcana and heal.
Yep. I'm thinking, could I use perhaps Dungeoneering to try to determine where I could apparate to try to get to like some kind of maintenance tunnel where I can try to put the wrench into the works?
I will allow this only because if you fail this, it's going to be spectacular.
Awesome. That's the way I like it.
I'm going to face pull the next fight, and I'm going to be so sad.
What is wrong?
No.
I'm going to spend it.
Just real quick, Sakaar, go ahead and lose a healing surge.
All right.
So I ended up rolling a 25. I think I'm going to go ahead and try to do an action point.
Okay.
32.
Okay. Randus disappears.
Have we had any other 32s?
Nope.
Nope. The lowest we've succeeded on is a 34.
Yep.
That is in fact failed a success. On is...
So between 29 and 34 yet.
So now we know the 32 is the lowest.
Yeah. So far,
I'm still thinking it's 30.
All right, that's going to take us to Little Sparkle.
Two more, right? That's all we need.
Two more, or one more.
Well, that's true.
Yes, that is true. Oh man, yeah, I've only got a reroll left on bluff, and I somehow don't think I can bluff the faucets. So,
right, see what happens.
See if you could bluff the coil. We're dead. You better shut it off so you can come get us.
Two rerolls on bluff.
You do. So actually, if you could, you could use it on the party.
On the party?
You could trick us.
Yeah. If you can think of a way to trick the party, you've got two potential rerolls because Ket has a bluff reroll as well.
Okay, sure. I think I can do this. So I'm going to try to almost like lift the party's spirits because this is going kind of poorly by like picking a path that I think will get me the least splattered on and be like basically just say, you know, I can see the end in sight. Just follow me. We're almost through this, even though I have no idea when these are going to stop. So, and just kind of run through and hope that they follow.
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll your bluff.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Oh, that's a 37.
Yay.
Now that's a success.
For now.
Well, as far as any of you know, Little Sparkle has found the perfect route.
Hooray! To go through. She saved this. Us all, everyone. Come on.
This time, Ket is too cold to suspect.
Ket doesn't care about the cold.
Yeah. Ket.
The cold never bothered him anyway.
It reminds him of his heart.
As Little Sparkle makes her way up, she sees that Ket has reappeared very close to the door upstairs.
You mean Randus?
No, Ket, because he also like did a weird teleport.
Oh, fair enough.
Right, that was the last thing Ket did, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Can I use insight to figure out who needs assistance and who's doing okay and potentially where Randus went?
Not smart.
I don't see a good application of that here, especially so close to either end.
Yeah.
Just because there's not gonna be like a lot of time for you to put that into action. So I'm gonna say no with that version of insight, unless you can think of something else to do with it.
Can he incite the traps?
No.
Well, there are no horses to diplomatize.
There's nozzles.
So what is even the point?
I mean, diplomacy without horses. It's like a chaos. Hen without a flag.
Yeah.
Perception. No. Not good.
What about your endurance?
Endurance is a maybe. I'm trying to figure out a way I could possibly use nature or streetwise. Streetwise, I'm just like coming up completely blank because I don't think that's at all.
Yeah, streetwise is very unlikely to work in here. You can use a nature channel through your bird.
All right.
You got a bird.
No, not just that. My bird gives me a speak with spirits to boost a skill.
That's cool.
Well, not the bird, but the
multi-class, yeah. Multi-class that gives him the bird. Yeah.
I have the...
You said gives him the bird.
Nope. Speak with spirits is a daily power. Speak with spirits. During this turn, you gain a bonus to your next skill check equal to your wisdom modifier. Cool. I will summon Shadow and go with Endurance. Basically, the two of us, since I have the extra resistance to cold, I'll get in front of whoever and block the spray from hitting my compatriots and endure it.
Rock and roll.
Awesome.
How noble.
How uncat-like.
Nah, it's straight up tactical.
I'll use Speak with Spirits to do it.
Okay.
So I get an additional plus two.
Oh, wow.
And I'll roll it too.
And you already used up your action point?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Urkel. All right. Do we have any other potential rerolls in play?
Nope.
Okay.
Spend guy's action point.
Yeah.
Well, that was a critical hit, folks.
Yep. Nice knowing everybody.
Yep. Next week we'll be back rolling up new level one characters. This time I'm going to be a ferret.
Yep.
I'm going to be a bard.
I gave my love a chicken.
I'm going to be a barbarian who smashes your guitar.
I think you mean an ogre.
Sorry.
Nice.
All right. So here's what actually happens. Ket gets in the way of the majority of it. And basically, Orym, Little Sparkle, and Sakaar manage to crawl their way to the landing for the door. But all of them collapse in front of it. You guys, so everybody except for Randus loses an additional, let's say, one healing surge. Okay. Oh, and Ket lose a healing surge for failing your roll.
Okay. Wow. So I'm losing two?
You're losing two at this point, yes. Oh, everybody else is losing an additional one to whatever they lost in the encounter.
So I lost two total.
Yeah.
Meh.
That's too many.
At which point the nozzles stop, the door opens, and Randus is on the other side.
Guys.
Yep, you find a pile of party.
Start needling and smacking people awake.
Okay.
Hey, I couldn't smack people. Why did he get smack people?
He's got the righteous fist.
He's a trained healer.
Yeah.
Also, he has a giant metal hand, so it's just that much more effective.
That's just hurtful.
Randus Duthane is super effective.
Yes.
Randus use pimp snap.
Well,
it's incredibly
simultaneously
offensive.
I'd let you talk to a spirit without having to make a complicated roll, whereas Ked actually needs to do it. It's a party niche situation.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Also narratively beat the shit out of people, which I think I've had you do like just before with no problem.
Six times, yes. Yeah. That's true. But I'm good at that, is what I'm saying.
All right, so Randus drags everybody into the room that the stairway leads to. It is a long hallway. Right next to the staircase, there's an open door, which Randus knows leads to the controls for the stairwell of Icy Death. There is a large, we'll say, this is kind of the hallway is black stone. There is a large gray number 2, right in front of you as you, enter the hallway.
Only 11 more floors to go, guys.
Yeah, let's, press on, I guess.
We look for an elevator this time.
I think if the elevator is, they know we're here, they would have stopped it. Or filled it with guards.
Sometimes I hate this continent.
And if they've done neither of those things, then it's trapped.
Yes.
Orm stamps off the cold.
Yeah, it is weird because it's this liquid that's making you cold, right? It's not like the atmosphere or anything being actually cold. So it feels weird if you manage to like roll some of it off your skin, you immediately start feeling a lot better. But you know, when you were in there, you were being like constantly doused by it.
Orm shakes his head back and forth.
Oh yeah, it is definitely all in your hair.
We'll whip it all around.
Okay. The party just like falls flat on their backs again from being exposed to it. Now,
lead the way, Randus.
I guess. All right. Guess I'll press forward.
Okay.
I mean, it makes no sense to go back up the stairwell anymore. So
The stairwell only leads here.
Oh, just to that
it only
floor.
Leads
okay.
up one floor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you guys head down this corridor, and up ahead you hear some like machine clanky noises, but it's hard to determine what is making them.
I can try scouting ahead.
Sounds like not a bad idea.
All right, hold back.
Okay.
I'll scout ahead.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Sure thing. I have a 44 stealth check.
Okay. Nice. And go ahead and give me a perception check as well, because it's going to involve some listening through solid objects kind of situation.
Sure thing. That is a 32 perception.
Okay. By the way, guys, everybody gains one action point and you have hit a milestone.
Hooray!
A nice. Milestone.
I did. I screwed that up, but I suppose that's take it as you will. So little sparkle darts ahead. And essentially a few feet down the hallway realizes that two things. One, there are lots of doors in this hallway. And also it basically goes up and then makes a sharp turn. And we'll say that by like kind of feeling the wall and everything, it's pretty clear that it's a U-turn. Basically, if you'd like to think about it, this is a wide hallway with a wall down the middle that just ends before the hallway. And there are lots of doors. So we'll say that right now the doors are on your right. You haven't made it all the way around the corner, but you would expect that there's a bunch of doors again on the right as you make the turn.
Got it, but no obvious further stairs.
Not down the first part of the hallway.
Okay. Then I will basically telepathically communicate what I'm seeing and then kind of keep going, doing some pressing of ears to doors to try to figure out what is up ahead.
Okay. Most of these, you hear, so some of them you don't hear anything, and some of them you hear machinery, and some of them you hear kind of farther off machinery. Basically some of them, like the blank ones, who knows what's actually in there. The ones where it's like very loud machinery, they're probably just a closet with some kind of thing in them, you know, just like in the same way that there would be like a closet with a water boiler, except here, who knows what it actually is. And then the ones with like more far off sounding machinery probably are labs.
Okay. Well, definitely want to avoid the labs. All right, then I will try basically following the U-turn and see if I like hit another stairwell.
Okay.
We've all caught up to her by now?
If you...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm guessing you guys stopped while she's scouting.
Yeah, ahead. She would say to wait until she has found a clear path for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. It just wasn't like super clear because only Randa's responded. But yeah, that was all, I assume, agreed upon at first. So yeah, you follow the U-turn all the way to the point where you're pretty sure you are, like, you have like a clear line to where these guys are, and you can see the rest of the hallway, mm-hmm. and there's no door at the end of the hallway. So if there's another way out of this place that isn't back down the stairs, it's through, more than likely, through one of the labs.
Oh, boy.
That's terrible.
Standing around where we're at, does this architecture look at all familiar, like we may have encountered something like this before?
Not really.
Okay.
There's something about this that is like very blank and sterile. Other than seeing other buildings in... And actually modern buildings in New Mawakal, but I'm pretty sure you guys just mostly stuck to the slums, mm-hmm. when you weren't destroying entertainment districts. So the thing that this reminds you of the most is the train stations in New Mawakal.
Okay, I was wondering if it felt at all like the tower that we climbed when we were in that other dimension in the other plane.
No. That tower was. I mean, there is a similar, you're in a similar situation, but no, that architecture was like round and like, you know, like the tower itself was kind of a spiral, and it was very clear after a while that there was like all of these modular panels. This just seems to be a hallway.
Okay.
Okay. I will try. Yeah, I'm going to communicate back to the party telepathically. I think that if there's a stairs, it's going to be through one of the labs, and the labs are probably still occupied.
Who's got a high bluff?
Me.
Find the lab that we need and run in and scream that there's a fire in the building and everyone needs to evacuate. See if
Don't
that gets
think
them out.
That's going to cut it, considering that I look like a truant.
You could be part of the local fire brigade.
But you do also look like you've been on fire.
Yes.
Yeah. Seems super unlikely. I don't suppose anyone brought one of those actual conventional jumpsuits.
Probably. Yeah, you guys can all have your jumpsuits.
Well, that's a way to get around this whole not having a hat of disguise working thing.
We all have bags of holding, so. Or a handy haversack, so.
All right, jumpsuits on, everyone. Let's try running this.
All right.
Put my jumpsuit on. All right. Put my stocking cap on. Kat, you need to put your stocking cap on, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody dresses up like they belong here. Question mark?
No, you got to say it with purpose. We're dressed like we belong here.
Question mark.
Yeah, exactly. So,
if you believe it is true.
Okay, so the party comes around the corner looking like some really beaten up, still slightly cold Coil employees. One of which just happens to be to have like large blue green orbs for eyes.
Oh no, I put on my sunglasses too.
Oh, okay. One of which happens to be wearing completely work inappropriate sunglasses.
Sorry, I went and had my eyes checked today. They're real dilated. I have to wear these. It's part of the Coil health plan.
Yeah, there isn't one.
What? You know how much that eye exam's going to cost me now?
Oh.
All right, actually, you know what? I'm going to try some of the empty rooms before we start busting in doors, see if I can maybe find a room plan or some better-looking disguises for us.
Yeah, we can't be so lucky to find a map on the wall that says you are here, is there?
Okay. I mean, it seems unlikely, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay, so you open one of the doors. There's some cleaning implements in it. No better disguises. Everybody can give me a perception check.
21.
21.
Wow.
24.
Ooh, 33.
Goggles. Stevens is in code.
16, sorry.
Okay. So as you're going down, we'll say that Sparkle communicates her idea of looking in the empty rooms real quick. And as you guys go, Randis goes back down the hallway the way you came and can definitely hear what sounds like, we'll say, big hammers hitting a piece of metal. Like, say, perhaps a bunch of people trying to break down a latched up door.
Great.
Randis, jam that door too.
I mean, sure.
Sure, we're going to have company soon.
Okay.
So you guys keep looking in the empty rooms?
Yeah, I'll check at least one more room. If I don't find anything useful in that one, then we're going to just hit whichever I think is the most likely to have a stairway in at lab, so before we wind up with company from the behind.
Yeah. Yeah, you find a really nice push broom. Like just really dense, you know, like very sturdy.
All right, hitting the lab it is.
It's an excellent broom.
Yep. All right. How do you enter the lab?
I will open the door like I belong here.
Okay. You open the door like you belong there and the lab is empty. There is a door on the, I will say, so if you're looking at it, the far right corner of the lab, there is a door.
I will go over to it.
Okay. It appears to be
check
locked.
It for traps. Okay. Then I will attempt to unlock it.
Okay. What do the rest of you do?
Follow her?
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
After we've jammed that door up real good.
Okay.
Sakaar and I put a little bench in front of it. Randa set an ash can on top of it.
Yep. Yes.
So we don't want to jam this door until we know that we're going to get you.
No, we're talking about the one in the hallway.
Oh.
Okay. Little Sparkle goes to work unlocking the door. It clicks open and essentially flies open. And this, air vortex kind of thing just immediately pulls Little Sparkle into the room. Like she just got sucked out of an airplane.
Guys!
That's not good.
Run over to the door.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we also being sucked?
If you get close enough to it, basically if you sprint right in, you probably get enough residual stuff that it does pull you into the room. I'm guessing you guys were probably relatively close, so it doesn't basically she got flung into the room. The rest of you just kind of got pulled and you can more or less keep your feet. But the door closes behind you and you are in a wide rectangular room. There are essentially these square panels on the ground, but they're not too tied together. There's a little bit of space in between them, and you guys hear a sort of energy powering up underneath it. As you guys look around, you see that you are not alone in this room. There are some coil fly types wearing some very loose fitting black jumpsuits with hoods. They have these glove implements and also kind of these backpacks that plug into them. Also in the room are these two weird orbs. But before much further investigation can go on, the coil guys are kind of rushing you.
Guys, the building's on fire. Get out quick.
Too late for that. Sword time.
Zap.
Well, before we get into sword time, I think we need to end it right there.
Oh.
I know, Brian. I feel the same way.
It's always
we've got 11 more floors of this action. All right, everyone. We'll be back next week to see how this battle goes. Till then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are better than ours on Critical Hit.
Mine were fine.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.